This is Ozarks at Large. A design competition is underway at the University of Arkansas. The university's McMillan Innovation Studio is awarding the winning team $10,000 as seed money to start their own company. Sponsorship into the Innovation Studio and coaching and mentorship from Starship Junkie. On yesterday's edition of Ozarks, we learned about a delivery robot being tested at the studio. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently visited the U of A campus to learn about some of the center's other projects, and she brings us this report.
Businesses of all sizes can run into problems that need innovative solutions. Through the McMillan Innovation Studio, startups and well-established companies alike are seeking those solutions from University of Arkansas students. The studio, which is part of the Sam M. Walton College of Business, is located in a former convenience store in the Harmon Avenue parking garage. It's believed to be the first interactive, open-to-the-public university retail lab created to test technologies expected to change the future of retail. The lab opened in 2016, and Clint Johnson took over as director last July.
Our mission is to help create the next generation of students who will create the next generation of retail through innovation.
The studio's namesake, Doug McMillan, is president and CEO of Walmart and a U of A alumnus. A $1 million gift from him and his wife was used to create the center. Director Clint Johnson says the studio has two parts. The first is what he calls the accelerator side, which involves finding companies from around the world that are solving unique problems in retail.
And bring them into the studio, help them identify some specific use cases that, if solved, will create some real growth for that company. And at the same time, will provide great learnings for our students.
The second part of the center is the incubator side.
With that, what we want to do is help find students, help students around the university create innovation themselves. So this is innovation brought from outside, but we want to kind of ignite the passion.
One of the benefits of working with students, Johnson says, is they can offer a new perspective to companies.
They haven't been in the real world enough yet, and so nobody's told them the thousand ways that something won't work, and so they're new and fresh, and they're just full of great ideas.
The partnership is beneficial to students as well. Nearly 20 students have been hired to work on various projects, including Matt Shepard, a senior studying mechanical engineering. Shepard says he's gained a lot of experience working on a delivery robot program with Starship Technologies.
It's really been a really cool experience to sort of be part of this company that's just getting started, really. I think it's something that a lot of my classmates don't get to do, I guess. It's also weird because, like, I never imagined that I'd be doing this. Like, up until a couple years ago, this wasn't even a thing. When I started school, I didn't think I'd be working with robots.
This pilot program is just one of a handful of projects being worked on at the center. Standing behind a checkout counter in the Innovation Studio, Director Clint Johnson demonstrates a project they're working on with Digimark. Johnson explains that by using the company's digital watermarking technology, barcodes could be hidden all over a product so you can scan anywhere on the box. The barcodes would be virtually invisible to the human eye, but could be read by the scanner.
So regardless of where you scan, anywhere, so there's a lot of uses. So you can cover up the barcode and still scan. So a lot of potential uses. There's usage around checking efficiency. There are tremendous supply chain efficiencies that can be gained. So a lot of the supply chain is set up to be able to read a barcode on a box. So what if you no longer have to do that? What if you just have to read somewhere on the box?
A project with Five Elements Robotics is centered on an autonomous robotic shopping cart. Johnson says the idea is it would blend the best of dot-com efficiency inside a brick-and-mortar environment.
You would come in with your list already on your iPhone. You'd come in and either tap or scan, and it would download the list into the brain. The robot itself would already have a map of the store inside it with all the items. It would overlay your list with the map of the store, plot you an efficient route so that you know where to go, and select shop, and it would take off, and you follow along behind it.
The goal, Johnson says, is for students to have a leg up in the marketplace when they leave.
Be more sought after, get a higher starting salary, and grow through the organization faster because they're used to delivery and they're used to working inside a corporate environment. We would also like to see the companies that we work with grow at an accelerated rate beyond what they would otherwise. And we would love to have companies started by students come through Macmillan and become projects for future students.
More information is available at walton.uark.edu/innovation-studio. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.